Father, we thank you for the chance to sing and to reflect on these events, these historical events of the first Christmas. Please guide us as we think through them now. Help us to understand their significance and particular to experience their joy. Amen. So what are the conditions for happiness? This is the Christmas season and we often say to each other, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're a culture that is committed to this idea of happiness. But what would it take for you to be happy this Christmas or next year? What are the requirements for happiness to be possible? In the 2006 film, The Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith stars with his son. And I figure that's long enough ago now that I can kind of spoil the ending for you a bit. It's based on a true story, and in that story, there is a father who doesn't have a lot of money. A chance encounter in a cab gives him the opportunity to have an unpaid internship, to win a position as a stockbroker. When he takes that position on, his wife leaves him, and he ends up homeless as a single dad pursuing this internship. By the end of the story, he's actually won the position, he's won the competition, he's got the job. And in the real life story, he becomes he starts his own multi-million dollar stockbroking agency. That's his pursuit of happiness. We know the pursuit of happiness, especially in Western culture. We give most of our lives to this pursuit. And if we don't pursue it for ourselves, we pursue it for our kids. The dream of most Australian parents is for their kids to be happy. We say to them, you can kind of be whatever you want to be as long as you are happy. We spend our lives arranging the conditions for their safety and their health and their education and their experiences all so that our kids will be happy. The problem is, happiness is an emotion. It's a product of something else. You can't work really hard to be happy or click your fingers and make it happen. Happiness comes as a result of something else. We invest so much into these conditions of happiness to make us or our children happy. But does it work? Are we happy? Is our happiness lasting? Or is it like a vapor that we can't quite grasp? And is there anything more miserable than having all of the conditions and the things that are supposed to make us happy and still not actually being happy? This morning, the announcement of the angels to the shepherds brings with it the promise of joy. Now, joy and happiness are very similar. The online dictionary defines joy as a strong feeling of pleasure or happiness. So God is a parent too, and He's a good one. He's not about trying to remove your joy, but trying to give you a deep and lasting joy that doesn't change or disappear. Now, kids, the thing that I want you to remember this morning is that God planned for your joy when He planned to send Jesus. True, lasting happiness, it's not something we create. Your parents can't make it for you. Rather, joy is a product of something else. Jesus breaking into our lives and finding us. And so let's have a look at that this morning. First thing for us to notice is an attention-grabbing announcement. Our small group Christmas breakup a couple of weeks ago was somewhat interrupted when I got a text message and it just said, I have some bad news. And I had to wait for the picture to come up to know what that news was. It kind of gripped me and it gripped my small group, and I suspect it's got you a little intrigued as well. This is the picture that came up. There was a cheesecake that was on its way to our meeting that had a bit of an accident in the car. It was not news that brought joy. Announcements that kind of break into the mundane experience of our lives grab our attention. The shepherds in the fields were just working class people going about their ordinary, boring job. And then the angel of the Lord appears to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they're terrified. But the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." A bright light broke into their weary darkness, not to dazzle them, but to bring good news. And there's no doubt the shepherds were kind of hanging on what that news was, like my small group as that photo was loading. And this is the news. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The news of joy is God breaking into our world. He's about to establish something once and for all. And it's almost like he's going along, ticking off his list of promises that we have read through together, undoing the curse as he promised he would in Genesis. A bright light breaking into the world through the birth of a child as he promised in Isaiah. The son of David born in Bethlehem as promised in Micah. And a Saviour born as promised to Mary. He comes to save us. Now, a birth is an exciting event for family, but it's relatively commonplace. A birth of a baby into an animal feed trough, well, that's unusual, uncommon, and somewhat animal-like, almost inhuman. It's an event that without this great announcement by the angels would kind of easily go on unnoticed. The world would have missed this dramatic event for what it was. Life would have just gone on. Only Mary and Joseph and perhaps whoever else was around them would have even known it happened. This announcement from the angel invites you not to miss what you could very easily miss. Something has broken into our world. Now, Christmas is a busy season. Whether you are young or whether you are old or whether you're somewhere in between, it's very easy for Christmas to be kind of drowned out by the excitement and the chaos of what is going on. If happiness for you, though, is proving tough to grasp, if you're unsatisfied with short-lived joy, or continuing finding yourself longing for the next thing so that then your joy will last. Hear this announcement. Allow the news to grab your attention. Don't let it get swallowed up. It is news of great joy. God has kept his promises. The joy and happiness that you've been seeking, probably for most of your life, has entered the world. The conditions for joy have been met. So that's our first thing. Our second thing is that joy is for you. The angels aren't announcing some general joy out there for other people. It is specifically and personally for you. And the shepherds give that away. Have a look again at verse 11. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. The shepherds are ordinary people. They're poor. They have perhaps long beards. They have dirt on their hands, and they smell like sheep. It's not really the conditions that we imagine for happiness. Joy is for ordinary people in ordinary life. Joy is for you. The pursuit of happiness implies that those who are poor or those that are homeless don't have happiness. He is pursuing his happiness while he is poor. And our assumption is that he only has it once he begins this new life. We say, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And when we say that, we assume that that requires our conditions for happiness to be met. Good presents, friends or family around us, no arguments, abundant food or time for rest. And yet the angel says here that this is good news of great joy for all the people. Luke actually goes to great lengths as he writes this story of Jesus' life to make it clear that Jesus is good news for the poor. This good news of great joy is not dependent on the circumstances of life. It wasn't for Jesus. His birth was scandalous. A foreign ruler living a long way away forced his mum to travel a long distance while she was pregnant. This birth into a feed trough is both unsanitary and it gives away then his poverty and the lack of hospitality he experienced. His first visitors are smelly, anonymous shepherds. And then as he grows up, he's rejected by the religious leaders and the leaders of his country. He's abandoned by his friends. And he dies the most shameful death in humanity. The things we think are required for happiness are entirely absent from this scene. And yet he is the cause of great joy. Joy is not just an emotion you experience when circumstances are well, but it comes deep down inside us when God shows us who Jesus is and we capture a glimpse of his beauty. Whoever you are, God planned for your joy when he planned to send Jesus. In every place that we have failed as broken, sinful, frail humans who can't even achieve their own happiness, Jesus succeeded. Jesus wasn't overpowered by the suffering he experienced or even by his death. He rose again, showing that not even sin or death could stop him. If your joy is based on your circumstances, it can always be taken away. But if it is based on Jesus, it is unshakable. There is joy where there should not be joy. Now, that doesn't mean you'll always be happy or you'll never be weary, but it does mean that even in the midst of those times, you have a hope that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Lasting joy can only be found one way. Jesus is the condition for happiness. The most miserable Christians actually live with a foot in both worlds, keeping one eye on Jesus and the other trying to live with the conditions of happiness that we establish: safety, security, things, money. In your pursuit of happiness, make sure you pursue the thing that is most likely to give you lasting happiness. Jesus compared living a life with him to a pearl of great price, one that you sell everything you own so that you can attain. Now, we know what it's like to save up our money so that we can buy something we've been longing for. If you're a kid, that might be a toy. If you're slightly older, that might be a new phone. If you're older still, that might be a new car or a house or something like that. This news of great joy is a baby born to us. Only he can create the deep joy that we long for. Only he can rescue mankind from its predicament of sin, misery, and death. To know that joy, you need to fully embrace Jesus. to let go of the things that cannot deliver your happiness, to pursue Him as the pearl of great price, to recognize there's nothing good that you could long for apart from Him and His will for your life. Joy is for all people, but it does only come through Jesus. Poor, grubby shepherds sought Him with great haste and returned home rejoicing. Wise men came to Him with their treasure and left satisfied. Hear the good news announced today. The Saviour born in Bethlehem was for you, for your joy. He offers that to you. So seek Him today as your greatest joy and find out that that joy truly is unshakable. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank You that You've come into this world, that You've broken into the darkness, the weariness, the sadness, the brokenness, and the sin, that we would have life, that we would have joy. Please help us to grasp that this Christmas, to stop settling for or longing for things that can't actually last and instead see what You've done. Help us to cling to You and in so doing experience the joy that You came to bring. Amen.